This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military Saturday launched an expanded ground operation, signaling it is moving closer to an all-out invasion of the Gaza Strip. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In a briefing, IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari confirms that Israeli forces are expanding ground operations in the Gaza Strip. Israel says infantry and armored vehicles on the ground are backed by strikes from the air and sea, including attacks on Hamas tunnels, a key target in Israel's campaign to crush the territory's rulers. The announcement of expanded operations comes after the knocking out of communications in Gaza. Palestinian telecom provider Paltel says the recent bombardments caused complete disruption of internet, cellular, and landline services, and Gaza's 2.3 million people are now largely closed off from contact with the outside world. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The UN Human Rights High Commissioner Volker Turk said Saturday the Israeli bombing of Gaza over the last 24 hours had taken the crisis to a new level of pain and violence. Speaking in a video address from Geneva, Turk said the bombardment of Gaza by Israeli forces and ground operations were reportedly the most intensive yet, and by taking out telecommunications infrastructure, Israel has placed the civilian population in grave danger.
Ambulances and civil defense teams are no longer able to locate the injured or thousands of people estimated to be still under the rubble. And civilians are no longer able to receive updated information on where they can access humanitarian relief and where they may be in less danger. Many journalists can no longer report on the situation.
Turk raised the alarm against a large-scale ground operation in Gaza, saying it could have catastrophic consequences. This is VOA News.